Okay, coming up, and we're going to do a quick changeover now. There's going to be all kinds of mayhem while we bring in the next act, but we're going to play something by them first to give us some time. Buno will decide the track. It's either Please Remain Calm or Little Secrets. We'll let you know afterwards what it was. This is by Mipe at Jeep.
And time won't fake it. Oh, try, test it, conform or die. It's time to break it, to sever all the losses, all the ties. Lose the weight where it's at, don't ever look back on that floor. They took it all, you just needed to go. Going round it again, but you're forget why I'm waiting. You still always have a way. Your thoughts are painted.
Yeah. tried and tested, conform or die.
We're back live. You're listening to Dublin South 93.9 FM, the programme is on the verge. My name is Brendan Hickey, and doing the twiddling and the fading and all that is Buno, as usual. We hope you enjoyed our previous guest, which was Elder Roach. Beautiful stuff. And now we have our other guests settled in nicely in here. And they are My Pet Jeep. And from there we have Stevie and MJ. MJ, okay. Initials. And the name, where did it come from? It's very interesting. Both myself and you, and I've been wondering, how come, what does this mean? What's going on? It means absolutely nothing.
Trying to be confusing on purpose. Okay. That's the way it comes across.
Yeah. It became like you made it into a three-word thing. Obviously, when it comes together on your MySpace, it's all looks all one word, My Pet Jeep. Yeah. But definitely, it's intriguing. You've been getting quite a lot of attention over the last week while you've done some major support, Snow Patrol, the Republic of Loose, Frank and Walters, to name but a few. So your career's going quite well, lads, yeah? Yeah, enjoying it?
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. When did you form?
2005.
Was it? Okay, so it's about 4 years to now, right? Yeah. And where did you start off?
Thomastown and Kilkenny.
Kilkenny, right. Okay. You entered into a few competitions on there. I believe you won the Kilkenny Battle of the Bands in 2005, and that probably gave you the impetus
our first triumph.
to keep going, I guess, to have that. Yeah. And was that with your own original material then, even then?
Yeah, it was. We've kind of been together about 6 months, and we kind of just took a chance and just entered it.
And how'd you meet up? Do you know each other from school, or what was it? Sorry?
It's all from the same town, really.
Right,
it's
a small enough place to be able to
bump into each other.
All right. So your influences in the beginning, did you all like the same music, or?
Similar enough, I suppose. Rock of sorts, various.
So as teenagers, you were listening to what? I just wonder about the formative years, you know.
The usual Nirvana.
Of course. Good place to start. Yeah. The grunge and all that. Yeah.
A bit of Beatles and stuff when we were younger, but it's the usual.
Yeah. Musical backgrounds, your families, or anything like that? The house parties, I guess, like it used to be in all the houses. And you had to do your turn, otherwise you had to go to bed. That's what I remember. sing us a song there as you're off to bed. So the getting the records together and stuff, have you got a record deal, or what's the story? Are you all self-publishing?
Signed to Rikus Records.
A good label indeed. A good label. Well-known acts. Currently at the moment, Carousel as well, who were out here not so long ago, and so they're stablemates of yours. I want to get a couple of live ones, and the time is ticking. Right. So what would you like to start with for us?
This is a song called Excuse. It's probably going to be our next single.
We're not 100% sure
on dates,
but it may be heard exclusively acoustically here on The Verge. Again, we do it for you all the time, folks. You're not going to get it anywhere else, I'm telling you. This is My Pet Jeep with Excuses for You live.
What have you found? Excuses never tried. Look at you now. What have you found? Excuses. Look at you now. What have you found? Excuses never tried. Look at you now. What have you found? Thank you.
now in line 10,000 times. If I could write it down, we fought, we lied 10,000 times. Sound out, do you like it? And just takes some time to figure out. Like my campaign, I'm catching. It all breaks down, it's not allowed. Excuses. Let's take a breath.
Thanks a lot. Really nice sound there. That's called Excuses and will probably be the next single, as the lads just said. And now the album itself, which is out in the shops at the moment, isn't it?
It's out there.
Blood Is Not Enough. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 review from Hot Press. Whoa,
yeah.
That's good. They're yeah. Although you don't want to go by everything they say, at the same time, it's not bad to be able to get that. It's a good recommendation. A lot of people will read Hot Press and take for granted what they say.
Hopefully,
so that's good. Yeah. But you just done the Imro Showcase Tour. What did that involve? How many places did you get to in that?
It's actually just one gig.
Was it one gig? Was okay.
I think it was kind of toned down a bit this year. It was only just like one-off gigs around the country.
We did one
at the Sugar Club.
Okay. Who else is on the bill that night?
The Laundry Shop, 202s, and
The Looks.
Yeah. Right.
Good
lineup. Yeah. Okay. So for the summer, what's the plan for you? I mean, obviously to promote the album, you'll be doing a few gigs here and there. Yeah.
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 Keep the ball rolling.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Like,
well, the interest is there. Keep it going. Yeah.
A couple of festivals and things.
Oh, have you? Okay. What are they?
We're playing, there's actually a festival in Thomastown in Kilkenny.
How wonderful is that?
Which is handy.
So
we don't
the homecoming, the homecoming yeah, gig.
This Saturday, actually.
This Saturday and Sunday.
What's that?
It's called the Happy Valley Festival.
Oh, yeah. Great. Love it.
David Kish, Jerry Fish.
Extra bonus party, like so.
Oh, right. Oh, that should be really good.
Good mix, like.
Yeah, is it a weekend gig?
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days, yeah.
Right. Near the castle, is there a castle?
That's Kilkenny Castle.
Right, we'd like our listeners to hear another track off the album, because what they've heard so far was Please Remain Calm. We just played there, and we played it last week as well. So we're going to play something different off it. Little Secrets, which is another one with one of your favourites on.
Single as well. It's a bit more upbeat than Please Remain Calm, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Right, we're going to play that now then. We'll be right back.
something found a place in the mind, an image that wouldn't stay behind. That picture took a piece of his pride, saying, take a little.
It out to you there. That's Little Secrets showing another side of their character from the beautiful acoustic stuff they're also doing for us here. And the plan is that they're going to be touring all around the place to promote this album, which is available in all the shops, so watch out for it. It's called Blood Is Not Enough. And how many songs are on that?
11.
11. Oh. Mm. the lads at a dozen. And obviously available on iTunes and places like that, yeah, at this stage. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I guess with the Rikus thing behind you, it takes a lot of the stuff away from you. You can concentrate more on the creative side. Would that be the case? Or
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, right? Just like promotion.
I'm kind of asking, what is the advantage of having, you know, for use? What have you found to be the advantage of being with a company like Rikus?
Definitely, like the promotional side of things, and
You know, contacts and stuff like that, and
would do all the bookings and things like that for you, or did you do a bit
of the likes of these things, which is healthy.
Independence Festival, we were playing in Cork. That was a good one for us. Well, that was through Elvira.
And what's the any thoughts of going taking your music abroad or anything like that at the moment? I'm sure you'd love to, but I suppose at the moment you're still. They would say there is a kind of a 4 to 5 year apprenticeship needed, you know, to really find your feet and to get your stage craft and all that kind of stuff, I guess. And who else is in the band, though, by the way? I better give them a name check.
Our bass player is Vam.
Vam.
And in the Coats is our drummer.
Right, and are they also local lads as well?
Enda's actually, our drummer's left with us now about. Six, seven months.
Final top phase.
But he's living in Waterford actually, so he's only kind of
up the road from you.
It's grand. He's kind of slotting in nicely. So
The drummer, the situation people usually find, don't they? That is
can't happen.
Hold on to them. They're dropping dead on stage.
Temperamental.
Well, they say they're all a bit nuts from all the banging. Maybe it's true. And I'd like to get another live one from you. Yeah. What would you like to do now?
Sounds a bit slower. It's called Plan B.
Plan B for you again. Alive, we have My Pet Jeep.
Vindication hurt me, but not the instigator. Softly when I'm down, while I'm on the ground. Damned if you do, so if you don't, you're free to another run. Thank you. try. Stop me when I'm down. While I'm on the ground. Oh, how I like to catch you down. I like to catch you down. Catch you down.
You've been listening to My Pet Jeep. Beautiful stuff. Thank you for coming and playing acoustically for us. Real pleasure. Really nice to sit opposite you and watch you playing. Great stuff indeed. That one was called Plan B. And go out there and get that album. Or dig in, your website, have you got another one besides the MySpace?
We do, but yeah. it's
not a whole lot on it.
Under construction. You can see the scaffolding and the guys there with the arse hanging out, their trousers and everything working on it. One, yeah. But if you want to go to find out where they're going to be playing, you can go to myspace.com/mypetjeep, MyPetJeep. And they've got all the information up there. We wish you all the best, lads. Cool. And maybe have you coming back again when things are good.
Next
release or whatever, you know.
Next minute,
a few months' time. We've just got time now to let you know that next week on the show we have Stace Gill and we also have Ali and the DTs. That should be a fun night. God knows what's going to happen when those lads come out here. The following week we've got Elevator, Felix Sonnyboy Wilson from Washington State in the USA. Don't miss that. And the week after that, Shane Regan and Donica Toomey. If you came in late and missed this show, you can check it out on www.ontheverge.ie. Usually by Sunday I have it done. It's a long weekend, so it might be Monday this week, but it'll be worth waiting for. We're going to finish tonight's show with a former guest on this show, and she's doing hugely well for herself. It's about 4 years since she was out here, and her career has blossomed, that's the pun. This one's called To My Bones. It's her latest single. Good night from me, good night from Bruno, good night from everybody. Bye bye.